WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Healthy fast food is not an oxymoron anymore. Oh, sure, if you chow down a bacon cheeseburger, fries, and a shake, you're not doing yourself any favors. But go for a lean hamburger or grilled chicken, a salad, and low-fat milk, and you could say you've eaten a relatively healthy meal. Michael Jacobson and the Center for Science in the Public Interest have been crusading to bring greater health consciousness to the fast food industry, and they say they're having some success. The worst fast food offenders still use enormous amounts of fat, salt, and sugar. But many fast food franchises have now switched from beef fat to vegetable shortening and have reduced the salt content in their meals. Michael Jacobson has just updated his fast food guide with new information about ingredients and nutrition. When we spoke, we started with the breakfast menu.
Breakfast used to be the hardest meal to get at a fast food restaurant if you wanted something nutritious. Typically, it would be like at McDonald's, a biscuit with sausage and egg. A lot of fat, a lot of cholesterol, a lot of salt. McDonald's now has probably the best breakfast in the fast food world. Cheerios, 1% low-fat milk, fat-free bran muffin, orange juice. That kind of a breakfast has less than 1 teaspoon of fat. Really remarkably good. For lunch or dinner, some chains have salads. Wendy's probably has the best salad bar in the business. Baked potatoes. You can get the low-fat hamburger at McDonald's. And all of these foods are pretty good unless you glop them up with a lot of sour cream, butter, cheese, adding loads of fat, loads of salt. So there are some decent items. Most of the foods, though, are still fried potatoes, fried chicken, greasy hamburger sandwiches, pizza with lots of cheese on it, and that won't do your waistline or your heart any good.
So if someone literally wanted to eat at fast food franchises 3 meals a day, 365 days a year, but made some healthy choices, would they be getting all the vitamins and minerals that they needed?
No, they probably wouldn't. And the thing that's hardest to get is dietary fiber. You get fiber from beans, from vegetables, from fruit, whole grains, and those are generally hard to find at a fast food restaurant. You will not find whole wheat buns at any of the chains. You can get vegetables if you really search for them. Fruit is totally unavailable except for occasional salad bars. But if you were forced to do that, and of course it's every kid's dream, of course, to eat every meal of the day, every day of the year at a fast food restaurant, if you're really smart, worked at it, you could get some decent meals.
What chain would you say has made the most dramatic changes?
I think McDonald's has, in terms of adding more healthful foods. They cut about 80% of the fat out of their milkshakes. They offer 1% low-fat milk, whereas virtually all the other chains offer 2% or whole milk. Fat-free bran muffins, a cold cereal that's a whole grain cereal. The McLean Deluxe hamburger that has about half the fat of any other hamburger. So I'd give them very good grades. And they also have not had huge double hamburger sandwiches, although from time to time they offer double quarter pounders as a kind of a special item. So I'd give McDonald's, which is the biggest chain, the best grade for improvements.
You say that the McLean Deluxe is the healthiest hamburger around. What's the worst offender?
Well, the worst offenders are the double cheeseburgers. At Burger King, you could get a double Whopper with cheese that has 14 teaspoons of fat, if you can believe that. That's about as much fat as an adult should have in an entire day. There's a West Coast chain, Carl's Jr., that has a double Western bacon cheeseburger. Mm. It has over 1,000 calories. Another West Coast chain. You know, you think, the West Coast, aren't they interested in health? Jack in the Box's Ultimate Cheeseburger, 16 teaspoons of fat. It's the fattiest food out there in the fast food world.
Michael Jacobson is my guest today, and he's the executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. And we're talking about his fast food guide, which has just been completely revised and updated. Let's talk a little bit about salad bars, which have made an appearance in the last couple of years. Are people going to fast food restaurants and chowing down at the salad bar?
Well, salads and salad bars have been relatively profitable for the companies, and partly because their prices are for the salads are so high. In McDonald's and Burger King, a salad is more expensive than a double cheeseburger. So there's a they have a healthy profit margin in there. There are a lot of people like salads. They can be low in calories, very nutritious. Sometimes parents will bring kids to a fast food restaurant. The kids get hamburgers and fries. Parents will get a salad, salad dressing. And the basic salads are generally good. Chef salads tend to be higher in fat. Taco salads tend to be very high in fat. But a garden salad or a grill or a chunky chicken salad are quite good. The problems usually come in when you're getting the dressing. At Wendy's, for instance, there's a Caesar dressing, comes in a little packet, 320 calories, 9 teaspoons of fat. So you can ruin a salad. You can also add a lot of cheese, bacon bits, some of the other high-fat items to the salad, and essentially make it reduce its nutritional value by adding all that fat. But at McDonald's, there's a low-calorie vinaigrette dressing that has only 48 calories. Add that to a chunky chicken salad, you're about 200 calories, and it's terrific.
Is there a reason that Kentucky Fried Chicken is now known as KFC and that the word fried, they've determined, is a bad word?
Yeah, fried is a bad word. It gives them a bad name. Everybody in America is now seems to be turning towards more healthy diets, and one way to cut out the fat and the calories is not to have fried foods. So KFC said, let's get rid of the fried from our name. They unfortunately did not get rid of the frying from any of their foods. And KFC is one of the hardest places to get a decent meal. Unlike Burger King, McDonald's, and Wendy's, you cannot get an unfried chicken sandwich or chicken salad. Everything is fried there. And so you end up with a lot of breading or batter and grease and chicken skin. You can, if you have the willpower, throw away the chicken skin and the breading, and you've knocked the calorie content in about half. You've gotten rid of two-thirds or three-fourths of the fat, and the chicken underneath is perfectly fine. But one of these days, KFC will learn how to make a grilled chicken sandwich.
Don't they have a fried chicken, though, that's breaded without the skin?
Well, it's been on and off. They've had a skinless fried chicken, and then they dropped it, and now they're going to come back with it. But there is still so much breading on the chicken that it's still high in fat.
Is this stuff selling? How is Kentucky Fried Chicken doing?
KFC is having a little harder time than some of the other chains, but there are thousands of outlets, and people are buying an enormous amount of food. KFC still sells about $6 billion worth of food every year. They run through 500 million chickens a year. So they still have a few customers, but frankly, I think they'd have more customers if they offered a grilled chicken sandwich or some other kind of low-fat chicken item. Right now, the best you can do at KFC is to get any of the chickens and throw away the breading and the skin, get corn on the cob, mashed potatoes, baked beans at some of the restaurants. You could even be vegetarian at KFC.
Well, I often think that the fast food industry is a very easy target, and I think there's no question that they've served a lot of food that are high in fats and sodium and salt and sugar. But what evidence, I wonder, is if people actually are eating well at home, whether when left to their own devices, they're making a nice salad and baking their fish and having fresh fruit for dessert. I don't know whether you've even looked into that.
Well, when you look at the food served at fast food restaurants, they're not all that different from the kind of foods people are eating at home. People certainly do drink soda pop at home and beer. They do fry foods at home. They buy frozen meals that are loaded with fat and sodium. But Americans generally are switching to more healthful diets at home or at restaurants. Fresh fruit, fresh vegetable sales are up. Sales of whole wheat bread are up, brown rice, yogurt. And you see a proliferation of foods like the brand name Healthy Choices. Campbell has foods called Healthy Request that are a little lower in sodium and calories. So, you know, we're going to be eating more nutritious foods. And many of the things that I've said concerning fast food restaurants also apply to packaged food companies, that many companies refuse to disclose information, but because of a new law, they'll be giving more information. They're trying to cut down on the sodium content, the fat content to their foods, because they see that's where America's going. We're a more sedentary society, a more health-conscious society. We have to get more vitamins and minerals in fewer calories. And the companies that don't switch, I think, are going to be left out in the cold.
Now, do you eat a fair amount of fast food?
Well, in writing this book, between me and my dog Howard, we ate a fair amount of this food. He was kind of the cleanup crew. But I tasted a lot of the foods, and I do, when I'm out traveling especially, sometimes stop in at a fast food restaurant, partly because I want to see what they're offering, and part for professional reasons, and partly because there's no other place to eat. And it's a pleasure to be able to get a wonderful salad or a baked potato at some of the restaurants.
So this is research you were doing then?
Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of when I was winding up the research on the book, I really did. I'd hit 6 fast food restaurants in a day. And, you know, probably 10-year-old boys would think this is the most wonderful job in the world to write a book about fast foods. But it gets a little torturous, nibbling away at dozens of these foods. And you kind of walk away from these restaurants feeling that everything... Yeah, it has the smell of grease and the taste of salt, and just not that appetizing.
Michael Jacobson is director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. His fast food guide has just been updated. This is Fresh Air.